Blog Talk Radio. Pastor Paulius, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, but before.
Okay. We thank God. We had some technical difficulties. I hope that the audience is still with us. I'm joined here with Apostle Paulius Amakodia. My name is Donna Ganey. I am the host of Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., Blog Talk Radio, where we are here to empower and equip the body of Christ. And we are on our Are You Rapture Ready series, and we're talking today, our topic today is about the five wise and the five foolish brides. We hope that the body of Christ is with the five wise and that you are continuing on your journey with Jesus Christ, but we never know. So we just want to get some sound biblical insights to help us to be rapture ready or to be ready for the ascension unto Jesus Christ so that we can walk in the fullness of his glory in that great and faithful day. Are you prepared within your body, soul, and spirit? And are you letting go of the patterns of this world? In Matthew 24, it tells us that we should not look back. So if you're still looking back to your car, your house, your job, or your business, whatever you're doing, whatever pattern that you are caught up in this world, or whatever you're familiar with and have a difficulty of walking away from, we want to implore you and we want to encourage you to walk in the fullness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and start the race running and run it swiftly starting today. Gain kingdom insights from our Are You Rapture Ready series. And Apostle Paulius, please, go ahead and start without further ado, and thank you.
I thank you very much, Evangelist Donna. As you have already said, we are going to distinguish 10 wise virgins, the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. This passage, I mean, this message is taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 13. I read. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took to their lands and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, and five were wise. The foolish ones and the five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamp, but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in the jar along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became grow weary and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." All the virgins wake up and trembled their lamps. The foolish ones said to their wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us." And he said, Go to those who sell oil and buy some of yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived, and the virgins who were ready went in with him. There was a banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you." Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. This is a parable that our Lord Jesus Christ said in his generation. And it's a wise saying. The virgins represent Christians. The foolish ones represent those who are not baptized with the Holy Spirit. They don't have Holy Spirit. And the wise ones are those who have been baptized by the Holy Spirit and filled by the Holy Spirit. You see, Christianity is not religion that we have to get information from the rabbi or from our teacher. We are supposed to fill our soul and the spirit from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been given to all who are willing. The Holy Spirit is the money. Let me take it. The Holy Spirit is the money that we need to carry on this our journey to the promised land. So as we are journeying, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you draw out. You die out. You will not complete the journey. Because it's the Holy Spirit that will feed you all the information you needed to know before you reach to the journey. So, the Holy Spirit, I can classify it as like a manna. You know, during the Israel time, when they were in wilderness, they cried to Moses, we need food. And God, so kind and faithful, was able to give them a manna from heaven. And this manna was daily. It was not given to them to carry this manna for days or for weeks or for months. But he surprised them every day, which means every day we need to fellowship with the Father. We need to have the Holy Spirit update, to give us update what is going on in the spiritual realm so that we may able to know ahead what is coming on. In Paul, during his time that he was baptized by the Holy Spirit, when he wrote to the Corinthians people, he said, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The grace, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So it is very, very important that we Christians, we don't depend on any other person than the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. You know, the Spirit leads, the Spirit fills, and the Spirit reveals. The things that the Holy Spirit will do for you. He will lead you. He will fill you, and he will reveal everything that you need. When Jesus Christ was, we know that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. When he was on the earth here, he was led by the Spirit to wilderness to be tested by the devil. After passing the test, he was empowered by the Holy Spirit to begin his ministry. First, he went to the synagogue. He was given Isaiah 61 to read. And he said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to lead from darkness for the prisoner, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for them, for those who grieve in Zion. These words were written long, long time ago by Prophet Isaiah before Jesus was born. After reading these scriptures, he found himself in the scripture. And he said, now the scriptures is fulfilling in your ears. You know, there is a lot of scriptures we need to fulfill. We need not to have any prophetic anything that will say upon us. We need to fulfill a lot of prophecy that has been said long, long time ago. If we are really born of God, we need to fulfill them. We need to fulfill them. There's no prophecy that somebody will prophesy on you that it will come. We need to fulfill the prophecy of the Bible in this our generation so that God's kingdom will establish. Now, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. He told the people. The people were angered and they wanted to stone him, but he was able to escape. Why? Because Jesus said, now the scriptures is fulfilling in your ears because the Spirit of God has come upon him. He has fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is now has baptized him. He has anointed him, and he is fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one that will, distinguish you from the worldly people. You see, when God set people apart, when God wants you to do his business, wants you to represent him, first of all, he will send the prophets to come and anoint you. Let's say, for instance, David was chosen to lead the Israelites. God sent Samuel to go and anoint David, to set him apart. So when he anointed David, David was set apart. He became different. He could sense, he could feel the presence of God all the time. And when he was even shepherding the sheep, he could protect the sheep. And when he came in contact with Goliath, he said, oh God, the Spirit of God, he knew that the Spirit of God was upon him, so he can face the Goliath. So he went to Saul and told Saul, will you please allow me to go and fight this So Saul gave him the chance to go and fight this Goliath. And because the Spirit of God was upon David, David was able to kill this Goliath. This really shows us the difference between anointed one and an ordinary people. If you are anointed by God, you are separated apart. You are different altogether. But now it is, because people are not willing to know God, people are not willing to receive the Spirit of God from above. They go to church, and the church, the pastor say, oh, let me anoint you. They anoint anybody anyhow. Even the person may not be willing to accept Jesus Christ, but he will make an altar call. Anybody who wants to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, you should come forward. And the person, many people will go and they will put oil, thinking the oil is the power. The oil is the power. But this our generation, the oil represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He had to baptize you. He had to baptize you in the Spirit, and it will manifest in the flesh. And you will carry the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's like a money being given to you. You will lack nothing. You will lack nothing. The Spirit will train you. And before it manifests itself, everybody will know that this person is separated from the ordinary people. So when we think about Christianity, Christianity is not religion. It's a relationship with the Father. And God has given us His Spirit to come and dwell among us. But before the Spirit come and dwell with us, the Spirit had to lead you and to test you and to train you and for you to feel His Spirit. He will sanctify you. And when He sanctify you, it will come upon you. And when He come upon you, whatever you think, whatever you touch is extraordinary. So we need to love God. And we need to receive the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, as I'm saying, we have to desire, we have to have the passion of God, that we want to love God, that God have to train us, that we have to, carry His ministry. Now, money has become the focus of the Christianity. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to have money. Oh, like when I'm having a certain material things, people will see me blessed. No, it's not money. The Holy Spirit Himself is money. So it will bring us into the scripture who says we should seek God's kingdom first, and all other things shall be added unto us. So our focus is to have the Holy Spirit. When you come to Jesus Christ, your focus is to have the Holy Spirit. And to have the Holy Spirit, it will not come at you at once, but it will lead you as it led Jesus Christ to wilderness and to be tested. The Spirit has to test Jesus Christ to see if Jesus Christ is willing to carry on the anointing. So after He tested Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ passed the test, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Him. He came upon Him. And when He went to the synagogue, He was given scriptures, Isaiah 61, to read. That time, when the Spirit is leading, He will orchestrate everything. Everything will be orchestrated to fulfill your calling. So He was given Isaiah 61 to read. So after reading the Isaiah, Jesus saw Himself in the scripture. And He said, "This scripture that I've read to you is fulfilling to your ears today. Although it has been written for long, long years ago by these scriptures, I am the one coming to fulfill these scriptures." And the people were angry because Jesus Christ has been with them since on the new time. He has been studying the scriptures with them. They studied together. They go to the synagogue together. He has never told them about the scripture fulfilling. During that time, He has never been to wilderness. But after he is the only one that went to the wilderness to be tested. He was led by the Spirit. He was led. He was led to wilderness. If it were me and you, why should I be led to the wilderness? What am I going to do in the wilderness? But because the Spirit of God led him to wilderness, he was led to the wilderness. And where he was being tested, God tested and approved him that this is my approver, that he will carry my anointing and to set the people free. So when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he recognized himself. He knew that he had been called to carry on God's agenda. So when he went to the synagogue and he proclaimed that the Spirit of God is upon me, and he told the people that this scripture that you have read to you is fulfilling your ears today. They were angry. They were angry and they wanted to stone him. Why should you, carpenter man, carpenter boy? We know you from the beginning. Why should you tell me you want to say you are the Messiah? You want to say you are the Son of God? Yes, he was the Son of God. He knew himself that he was the Son of God, and he came to fulfill the agenda of God. But the people, don't let anybody, tell you who you are. But you have to know it yourself. When he went to wilderness, nobody went with him. He went alone. When he went to wilderness, he went alone. So don't allow somebody to tell you who you are. Let the Holy Spirit reveal yourself to you, who you are, who God has called you. You know yourself more than anybody. Why should you allow somebody to prophesy on you? Why should you allow somebody to prophesy on you? Where the Holy Spirit will confirm on you that you are a servant of God and you have to carry the agenda of God. So the Holy Spirit is free for everybody. It's not given to any specific people. It's free for whoever is desiring to have the Holy Spirit. As soon as you have the Holy Spirit, you have access with the Father. You have the full fellowship with the Father. The Father will reveal everything you need to know to you for your ministry, for your nation, for your community, and for the whole world at last. These virgins are classified. They were all Christians. They were all Christians waiting for the bridegroom to come. And as we Christians, we are looking for the Messiah, for the second coming of the Lord. We are all looking for, but people who are not, carrying the Holy Spirit, they are not fellowshipping with the Father. So they don't, nobody knows the day. But it is for me and you to connect to the Father so that he will give us an update of his coming, update of the rapture, that it not surprises when he comes even this hour. So Christians, we have to be wise. We should not be foolish virgins who were foolish enough not to carry the oil. We have to be wise to be fellowship with the Father every time, every moment we are living. Even when we are sleeping, you have to carry the Holy Spirit. I remember when I encountered my ghost, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, appeared to me. He appeared somebody to me. And I did not know that it was the Holy Ghost, but it was somebody who I encountered. But it was the Holy Spirit. He disguised himself. He disguised himself. After I've encountered him, and he has departed to me. You know, he departed to America, U.S. And it revealed to me later on, it was the Holy Spirit. It was the Spirit that I encountered. And as I follow the Holy Spirit, it has come upon me, and it is revealing the secret of everything to me from this my journey, the faith journey that we are carrying. So I have full confidence. I can read the Bible and understand. Even if I don't carry the Bible, the Scripture is written inside my heart because the Holy Spirit is in me. If I don't carry the Bible, I remember he let me appear in the spiritual realm. And when I went to the spiritual realm, and I saw myself in the prison room, and the devil carried me from the prison room and presented my case to the Father, the God, to judge me, because he saw that I am a sinner. Yes, every human being is a sinner. So when he presented my case that God should judge me, I am a sinner, he should take my life. You know, because the Holy Spirit was within me, I remember the scriptures in the 2 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. It says, "My little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate." As soon as I remember that we have an advocate with the Father, then I saw Jesus Christ came into the courtroom. And he became my advocate. He represented me. And he told the Father, "Father, this gentleman has no case. I came, this is the cause, this is the reason why I came on the earth here. And this gentleman is one of the people that he has acknowledged that he's a sinner. Then I die for him." So my case, the judge told me, "You have no case. This my son has died for you, so you have no case. You see, I didn't carry the Bible, but because the word was inside me, I was able to remember that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, it is written, my little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. So it was with me. It was part and parcel with me. I did not carry the Bible, the whole Bible, but the Bible was inside me because the Holy Spirit was within me. So God told me, my son, today you are free indeed. You have been set free because whom the Son set free is free indeed. It is in the Bible. It says, whom the Son has set free is in free indeed. So when I came to my normal senses, it revealed to me that, yes, I've been set free in the spiritual realm. So I did not have fear again. I did not fear anything again. And God, in His own wisdom, the Holy Spirit, in His own wisdom, every day I fellowship with Him. He tells me what to do and what not to do. So we need to have this Holy Spirit. We need to have this Holy Spirit. Not allow anybody to be intermediate. I mean, to be between you and God. The Holy Spirit is between you and God. The Holy Spirit is between you and God. Jesus Christ is our mediator. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to be with you. And the Holy Spirit is now Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ who is now the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus Christ is now Holy Spirit. My people are looking for the Jesus Christ. You can't see Him in the Bible. You can't see Him in anywhere. You can't see Him in America. You can't see Him in Nigeria. You can't see Him in Ghana. You can never see Him in everywhere. But He is the Holy Spirit. He will lead you, and He will fill you, and He will reveal things to you. So if you are a wise Christian, it's for you to seek the Holy Spirit. It's for you to seek the Holy Spirit. So I'm urging you, my brothers and sisters, to have fellowship with the Father. And before we can have the fellowship with the Father, we need to acknowledge that we are a sinner. And when we accept that we are a sinner, and you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He will give you His Spirit. I don't know how you can understand Him, but He came to me in the way that I could understand Him. He met me in the way that I could understand Him. He will meet you in the way that you yourself will understand Him, that you have met Him. In the way that you understand Him, because He knows you better than you yourself you know. He will meet you in the way that you will understand Him. So, first of all, you are a Christian, but I'm urging you, if you have not baptized, if you have never received the Holy Spirit, please go on your knees and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to give you His Spirit. He said the Father is willing to give whom the Father asks, when the Father asks Him anything. Will you not able to give you, if you evil fathers can give good things to your sons and children, your sons and daughters? Why not the Heavenly Father, who is good, give you His Holy Spirit? If the Holy Spirit is more than money. The Holy Spirit is more than money. It's the money we need as we are traveling to the promised land. It's the money that we need as we are going to the promised land. We are marching on to Zion, a beautiful city. We are marching on. So as the people are in panic, when they see disease coming out, you will not be panicked. You will not be panicked because you know that the Holy Spirit in you will fight every bacteria that you encounter as we journey to the promised land. So this time, I will give back to Evangelist Donna if she has something to say. So over to you, Evangelist.
Hallelujah, Apostle. You know, what you've been talking about is such a powerful and very important message for the body of Christ about being wise, being wise. You know, he said these five made it in and they were carrying oil. which means they had their own intimate relationship, their own covenant, they were carrying the Holy Spirit within them. They didn't go look for it from somewhere else. They were allowing this to be their possession, and they were possessed with it to the point that they were able to enter into the door. So these foolish ones, though, they had some oil, but they kept it out on the outside. They didn't allow it to flow and let it be migrated from the body, soul, and spirit, that they were able to, whereby they would be able to enter into the door, behind the door with Jesus Christ on that day of the rapture, body of Christ. Are you truly ready? Are you carrying the oil? Are you carrying the power within you? And or are you going from place to place looking for it daily? Or are you looking for it from any other source than you are from that which is your maker, Elohim, Jesus Christ, the one and true and only one that is going to give you access to the kingdom of God? Are you looking for it from him, or are you searching for it through man, through church, through whatever other access that you have? Are you looking for it in your job? Are you looking for it in your home? Jesus Christ is talking to you today. Stop what you are doing and connect. Connect with the Father. It is the only way. Jesus Christ is the truth, the life, the good shepherd. There's no, a Buddha can't do it. Muhammad, they're dead. There's nowhere written that it says that they rose and entered in and ascended into heaven. There, it is not written anywhere that they ascended from the grave into heaven. Jesus Christ not only went into the grave, but he went and took the keys, the access to that wisdom that you need to get into the kingdom of God. Get divinely connected with him today. Don't wait. Don't depend on other sources for anything. If you need healing, it's Jesus Christ. If you need provisions, it's Yehovah Yireh that will provide. And all it is that you claiming it, because when Abraham was on the bottom of that mountain with his son Isaac, before he went up that hill, he said, Yehovah Yireh, my God will provide. And because he spoke it into being, when he got there, there was a ram in the bush for that time and that season. Your God will provide for every situation that you're in. If it is that you are in need of a word that will give you happiness, that will give you joy, that fulfillment will come from the Holy Bible. It will come from Jesus Christ alone. He is your Lord. He is your Savior. Let him be everything in your life. Stop playing with him as though he's a toy. Every day you want to pick him up when you're in pain, when you're in suffering, but I'm going to tell you something. When you go and you put him on the shelf when everything is well, it's like you playing with him as though that he's a toy. I only need you to play with you now to feel good for the moment, God. But let me put you on the shelf because right now I don't need you. God is something that you need to carry with you daily. Be one of the five wise, that you may enter into that door in that time and that season. The five wise was carrying that lamp with them all the time. They wasn't going somewhere else and saying, fill me up with some oil, give me some oil. No, these are people that are laying out and seeking God. These are people that are saying, oh, Lord, you are the Most High God. I thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you're doing in my life. They're glorifying God day in and day out. What are you doing? You don't have to say it out loud. You can be in your work environment and praise the Lord from within. These are five wise. Body of Christ, wake up. Wake up. Stop chasing after it with the money. These other ones were going to those that will sell it. Are you the foolish one that is running after where you can buy Jesus Christ, where you can buy a blessing, where you can get to a fortune teller to tell you something good. No. Be one of the wise. Be one of the wise. Make your mind up today that you're going to be one of the wise, that you're going to dip off into the living water, and that you're going to dwell by the rivers of living waters, that you might have life. In Jesus' mighty name. Apostle Paulius, you know,
yes,
the body of Christ is so blinded. You know, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it tells us that there will be so many desolate minds in this day because of the apostasy, the falling away. There's so many people that have went off in church environments. They've been hurt. They've experienced pain. They're suffering even now, struggling whether or not to walk off into a church environment as it is. But not every church is like that. Not every assembly is assembling to destroy the body. There are some assemblies out there that you can walk off in and experience Jesus Christ because they're preaching Jesus Christ. That is where the oil is. When you are talking about Jesus Christ, you definitely will get oil. But when you are talking about dead man's work, how you walk, how you dress, how you smell, focusing on your five senses still, focusing on your bodily, physical body still, you're not getting the life. You need the truth and the life in the Spirit of God. So there are assemblies that assemble to worship God. These are the ecclesia. These are the temple dwellings. These are the places that David said that, you know, when he walked off into the house of God, you know, there was joy. There was abundant joy in his life. So there's nothing wrong with going into the body of Christ to get that joy that you need. When it's assembling to worship God, to hear the true word of God in its context, as it is, without an agenda, without a force, without pain, you cannot be in an environment that's giving you pain and experience God. You cannot be in an environment that is holding your mind oppressed and saying you are nobody, you can never be nothing. That is not God. You cannot be in an environment where there's death and destruction and chaos all the time and experience God, because that is not the assembly unto God. But you can experience God when there are sound biblical teachings on the Word of God, sound biblical teachings about Jesus Christ. You can experience. So I'm not saying move away from the assembly unto God. But what I will tell you, make sure that you are being taught that when you walk away, you're not just motivated, but you're holding on to something that is going to keep you for a lifetime. And that would be that you are getting closer and closer to the vine. Not that you're getting closer and closer to the pastor, not that you're getting closer and closer to the deacon, not getting closer and closer to friendship, but you're getting closer and closer to God. Is reviving you and challenging you to seek him more and more day in and day out. This is what the body of Christ needs in this hour. We need the iron sharpening iron. We need the word for Word, the Holy Bible for Holy Bible, the Jesus Christ for Jesus Christ, the I am that I am. Apostle Paulius, would you like to share some more words on that?
Oh, yes. Right now, every Christian is a priest. Every Christian. When Peter addressed some of his followers, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, So if I'm a chosen generation, why should I rely on somebody who also is being chosen for him to come and anoint me? I will rather seek God. You see, because God is a spirit, we don't see him. So it's difficult for people to seek him, you know. But if you can make your heart that God is a spirit, so I'm going to seek him in the truth, in the spirit, he will surely reveal himself, you know. Like me, I did not know that my day activity, I was seeking the Lord. But I didn't know that I was seeking the Lord. But I was seeking him. But to me, I didn't know that I was seeking for the Lord because I was looking for the truth. And it led me where I encounter him truly. That was the Holy Spirit within me. So the Holy Spirit knew me when he met me. And I was able to, recognize him after he left me. You see, first of all, I enter into a relationship with him, and I was exposed to the spiritual realm. I was able to go to the spiritual realm to know what is going on in the spiritual realm. So after I've known what is going to spiritual realm, I didn't know that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. It was a spiritual realm. I was set free. It is a spiritual realm that God made known to me that I've been set free. You see? And this Holy Spirit also, I encounter, told me he's coming to United States to do aviation, you know, as a pilot, this thing. So it came to my mind that I have to also come into Dallas. You know, it revealed to me that I have to come into Dallas. And as I was, by faith, I believe that I have to come to Dallas. But there were a lot of obstacles that was hindering me to come here. But as I was able to defeat those obstacles, here I am in Dallas. And now I thank you very much because I don't know how to articulate God's way. If I know how to articulate, as people know how to articulate, they can speak very, this thing. I should have got a lot of fellowship, followers following me. And it will not help me to develop my thinking. It will not help me to develop the Holy Spirit that I fellowship with him all the time. You know, some of the senior pastors, as they claim to be, because of their followers that they are following them, they always think about how to maintain them, you know? So they don't have the fellowship with the Father anymore. They only have fellowship with their followers, how they can maintain them, how they will not lose them for another person, another church. So this is how they think. So how can they able to fellowship with God, the Father. So if they can fellowship with the Father will reveal to them that the people also are priests. They need to have their freedom. They need to go wherever they want to go. They need to, have their own, they need to have their own ministry, you see? So because the pastors want to maintain them and to keep them and to manipulate them, they will not fellowship with the Father. So I thank God that I'm not somebody who can articulate his words. That has kept me lonely, and I thank God that as I've met you, this is a place where God is preparing me. It is preparing me through you that you have given me the opportunity to share my faith, and I'm thank God that he has led me to you. And to prepare myself, sharing my faith. So when the word will come to know me, I've already built myself and I've already gone to where the Lord has prepared me for. So I thank you very much for this meeting and this how you have allowed me to share my faith. Thank you very much, Evangelist Donna. Yeah.
Amen. We thank God for all things because without him, we can do nothing. But with him, all things are possible. And you know, Apostle Paulius, it's not about me, it's about my Father's business. That's why I don't try to advertise and ask people to give money or pay money for this show, because it's all about my Father's business. Whatever I can bring off into it, this is my charity work. This is my offering unto the Lord, because I feel like it's very important that the body of Christ be enlightened in this hour with truth, that it is in the spirit of Christ. And this is one of the reasons why you have been invited to be a part of this show, because I'm looking for the true and the faithful that are committed to preaching Jesus Christ and sharing the truth of his gloriousness in this world. And I'm thankful that God have given us a global platform to do that. So, Apostle Paulius, without further ado, let us focus on some prayers in this area, because the Bible tells us is that, like I said before, the apostasy will come. The apostasy will come. But let us pray that God will, you know, we want people to be wise in this. We want them to be a part of the five wise that did enter in behind the door, because they continued to maintain the oil with them. They were separate and set aside from the nature of this world, the patterns of the and designs of this world that have been infiltrated and pushed in by the cosmos system of Satan. So let's pray for that, that the body of Christ will be sustained in this hour, those that are true and faithful to God, that they will not waver, that they will not, become unbalanced into the things of God, because it's easily to get caught up of things in this world. You know, if you never had anything, and I can say this because I when I was growing up, I grew up in poverty, and I don't mind saying it. But when I grew up, you know, God blessed me so well. He opened up so many doors and avenues for me, even to the point that when I was in corporate America, that vice presidents would open up the door for me to come in and let me through before they would let anybody else. They would even come to my desk and sometime and invite me off into their office to give them to just talk about wise things for the corporate environment. So, you know, I'm very thankful for those opportunities that God gave me and opened up the door for me to put me on such a platform as what I'm doing right now. But, you know, one thing that I learned that is in this body is that you can have and then you can't have and then you can have and then you can't have. But one thing is, I know that when you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have something forever. It's a lifetime blessing that he is offering you, and it is sure enough to be your prosperity, because it will sustain you from a lifetime. If there's a famine, you'll be like Elijah. You'll be fed by the river. You will still drink, and you will have pure water. You won't be chasing around like everybody else who's trying to eat their child just to survive. But you will be sustained in every environment. You'll be like Isaac, who prospered in a famine, because the wisdom and the things that were set from generations before through Abraham was upon him. And you can also receive those blessings of Abraham, because you are given under the covenant, under the heirship of Jesus Christ. You have access to those things too. Now, body of Christ, this is a time for you to open up and truly receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And we're praying for you. We're gonna take the rest of this show to pray for the body of Christ now, because I feel really led to do so. Apostle Paulius, can we first bombard the kingdom of darkness that is bringing the children of God into apostasy now in Jesus' name?
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your fellowship that you have bestowed on us. We agree with Paul that though we walk in this world, we are not part of the world. Because your Holy Spirit has separated us, and we can sense that your Holy Spirit is the power. And we invite the Holy Spirit, as we are speaking right now, to invade every country, every community, every man on this earth, even to uproot all sickness, disease that the devil has led them from hell, to attack the Roman race and to destroy even we, the Christians, and we, the people that God has created us. We stand in the name of Jesus Christ. We bombard the works of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We destroy his strategy. We destroy his strategy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every principalities, every powers, every witches and wizard, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. We bombard the works of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bombard the works of the devil. We come against principalities. We destroy the powers of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. O Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, we lead you to go and anoint your people, to give them the flesh anointing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will know and recognize that they are called by God. They are called the royal priesthood. So they don't need to fellowship. They need you mostly. They need you every day, every hour, to fellowship with you, to update the current situation, what is going on. We thank you, and we magnify your holy name. We will not trust anybody than the Lord, our Savior, Amen. Jesus Christ. We will not put somebody ahead of us. But we thank you, the Holy Spirit. We thank you, the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for dying for us. Even yes, on the cross, we receive our healing before you died. We yes, receive Lord, our healing Lord, before you died. We thank yes, you for dying for us. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Glory to the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Amen. We want to pray. We want to pray for those that are really seeking Christ right now. The Bible tells us that if we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. But I'm going to ask you, please, body of Christ, as you draw nigh, don't put him on the shelf. Don't place them back on the shelf. Keep them and hold them close to your heart. The Holy Spirit is there with you right now. He is there to comfort you. He is there to protect you. But he is also there to convict you and bring you into the righteousness of God. We need tzedakah. We need the tzedakah, that inner righteousness. Not the one where we dress and look pretty every day. We need the one that is within us, that's reigning and ruling on the foundation of our hearts. We don't need to be looking pretty for men. We need to look good on the inside to God. Because when we look good to God, guess what? We get the favor of man too. Hallelujah. Body of Christ, I'm praying for you now. Father God, we lift up everyone, oh Father, that is drawing closer to you. Father, that you will continue to be a quickening fire in their spirit, that you will rest on the foundation of their heart. Father, that they will begin to look more and more like you, and that they will desire you more and more every hour, every minute, every day. Oh God, I beckon you, oh Lord Jesus Christ, that you will touch them in their bodily senses, oh God, and purify and crucify every affliction over their life, oh God, that they will be focused and attuned to you and you alone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, Rabbi Hosan Dayanaka. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that everyone that is at the well before you right now, oh God, that they will walk away, Rabbi Hosanna, refreshed, and the beauty of the Hosanna of Jesus Christ will be upon their heart, oh God, that the others will draw nigh unto you, that they will be the evangelists, oh God, Rabbi Hosanna, that they will be the apostles, oh God, that they will be
the preacher, the teacher, that you have ordained them to be, oh God. Oh, Lord, I pray that you will touch those that are prophetic, prophetic to the nations, oh God, that they will go forth with a word that will glorify you, that will testify of your greatness, that will testify of your glory, oh God, and others will come nigh unto you as well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we continue to pray and lay before you day in and day out, oh God, for the body of Christ. In this hour, Ramo Hosanna, that they will just taste and see that you are good. And know, Ramo Hosanna, Baina Kara'a, that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings over everything over their life, over their sickness, Ramo Hosanna, over every burden, oh God, over every situation, oh God. Neba Asata Kalaila Ara Abba. Nebe Eshebronta Yeneka Abba. Ronto sondo roko sende ye abba. Satayana na koende ye bopana. That they will come and draw nigh close, oh God, with boldness in their hearts, oh God, because you have made them anew day in and day out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray before you in this hour. Aramaba sanda. Let it be a sweet aroma before you, oh God, that you will release your fragrance on this earth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Paul, let us continue to pray. Can we lift up the leaders in this, also out there that are ministering to the body of Christ? Because we have so many that are just borderline, oh God. Borderline because they don't know, do I stay over here or do I, and the devil's tempting them to come to the other side because of money or because of whatever fame, what their own glory. Whatever the situation is, let us pray that God will touch them, that he will touch them with their hand, that mighty hand, the arm, Baruch Hosanna, that moves affliction away. The arm that reduces the enemy's stance day in and day out. Let us pray for them. Let us lift up the leaders out there and also for those that are suffering because of the name of Jesus Christ right now. Let's lift them before the throne of God.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come together to minister in your name. We thank you for the name that is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ, say, every knee shall confess, and every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Right now, we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we bow our knees to him, O Lord. We pray that every sickness that has pumped out into the whole world, this emperor, that people are panicked when they hear the name of this disease, they are in panic. We come against you, this emperor, that the name of Jesus Christ is above you. It's above you. So wherever you hear the name of Jesus Christ, just, vanish away like an air. Vanish away in the name of Jesus Christ. We uproot you on earth here. Go and come no more. Go and come no more. Go and come no more. Most especially to Christians, that the anointing of God is upon us, that God has chosen, that God is preparing us, that God is coming for us. We ask you to go away from us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every sickness that you hear my voice, every disease that you hear my voice, everything that is from the hell, from hell, that hell have loose to come and attack, we the Christians, we the people of God, we the people of the chosen generation, we come against you, we come against you, we come against you, we speak you out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak you out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come no more, come and no more, come and no more, come and no more, we baptize you every Christian, we anoint you in the name of Jesus Christ, that you embodied, you will be embodied, that no sickness can penetrate to your body. No sickness can penetrate to your body, because Jesus came to save us, soul, spirit, and body. We are 100% saved. We are saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for your blood that you shed on Calvary. For the blood that you shed on Calvary. You say when you see the blood, you will pass over us. O Lord, we cover us with your blood, that when you see the blood, you will pass over us. We thank you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name,
hallelujah.
We have prayed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you know, Apostle Paulius, you know, they say that I have a couple of requests here, and one of them is because they're asking for prayer for cancer. And, you know, one of the things about this old stinky disease that the devil has brought up is that when they say that when you isolate the cells that are generating cancer throughout the body, it's the same thing for the body of Christ too. When you isolate the fungus of the enemy, when you isolate the spread of the affliction of the enemy, it cannot continue to manifest anymore. So you seize it. You seize it. And the way we want to seize this deceptive disease that it appears like is something to man, but it's not too big for God. It's not something that God can't take away or destroy. So we just want to lift those out there that have this manifestation, this appearance, or this thing that the doctor says that's in their body. And we want to season and isolate it off now in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against the affliction of the enemy in any form, in any part of the body of Christ. And we declare and decree and establish here on earth that you are empty and void as the beginning of time. And we decree and we establish here, Rabbi Hosanda, this very day, that you must perish by Holy Ghost fire, that you shall have no presence, Rabbi Hosanda, in the blood, Rabbi Hosanda, of the body of Christ, as this blood, Rabbi Hosanda, has been overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross. With every stripe that he has borne, it is our healing power, our healing manifestation unto his glory. Therefore, you must go by fire. You must go by fire. You must go by Holy Ghost fire. The God that is by fire unto Elijah. Let that spirit dry up. Let it dry up this very day in the mighty name of Jesus. Be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we come before your throne this now, and we say unto you, we ask, we beg, we plead before you this day, oh God, that you release a testimony for every person that is being healed in this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And Apostle Paulus, I want you to pray that we have one request for a husband that has been on Tuesday. He went to the doctor, and they're saying that he has a blockage between the liver and the heart. And we just want you to pray, and I want you to pray as the Holy Spirit leads you for this individual, that her husband will be released from this report that the doctor had given to him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It says the blockage is between the liver and the heart.
Almighty Father, gracious Lord, you created human being, our body, the cell. You make it to fight against every disease, O Lord, by your power and by your anointing that you bestow on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That anointing that when he was wounded, we received that healing. That let the anointing come upon the person who is suffering from this disease. We command that disease to move away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Get away from the body. 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 The body is the temple of God for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell. For the Holy Spirit to come and dwell. Let the Holy Spirit dwell to fight every disease. Let the Holy Spirit come and dwell to fight every disease, to fight every sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, have your dwelling. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, give him the healing. Give him the freedom. Give him the freedom. Give him the freedom that he needed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, shakataburamo. Kaburamo shikataburamo. Kaburamo shakataburamo. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Apostle, we're down to the 15-minute mark now, and you are listening to Kingdom Empowerment, Inc. radio show. And we have had a powerful message from Apostle Paulius Amakodia today on the five wise, five foolish brides. Which one are you, body of Christ? Are you walking under the five wise who entered into the door with the oil still with them, or are you the five foolish ones that are still looking for the oil somewhere else? When we know that it's only that you connect and for the vine, Jesus Christ, that's where you will surely live. That is the oil that will give you life. Apostle Paulus, would you like to share some final words on the topic for today with the body of Christ?
Yes. As you know, the Holy Spirit is a temple of our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if you seek for God and the Holy Spirit come to dwell in you, he will fight every disease that comes to you. Because if the Holy Spirit do not come and dwell with you, your body will attract it with every disease, because the devil have lose the health, and what comes from hell is disease. A lot of disease that is not even named, that is not yet recognized. A lot of disease has been leased out by the devil. So it is for you to seek for the Lord, that the Holy Spirit will come and take control of your body. He come and dwell with you. So that every disease that the devil releases, the Holy Spirit will fight it. It will never enter into your body, because your body is the temple of him. So I urge you to seek for Jesus Christ and to receive his dwelling spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I just want to send out an invitation for those that are listening out there that do not know Jesus Christ, never had a relationship with him. It's not too late. It's not too late for you to turn away from everything that you're doing today and just get on your knees and say, Lord, I invite you into my life, and I want you to reign on the foundation of my heart. I want you to reveal your glory, reveal yourself unto me, Lord. You know, it's never too late, and it's never too late for you to decide to make a lifestyle change now. It's not going to be an easy walk. I won't tell you that it's like instantly you are going to walk differently, but I can tell you this, the more that you seek him daily, he will reveal himself more to you. The Holy Spirit will come and abide with you the more that you ask for the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He will not deny you. If you are in your heart, you are saying you want him to be Lord. When that day comes and you receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit, your life will never be the same. When that day comes and you continue to seek him and on that journey, and he baptized you in the fire, there will be such an anointing on you. Nobody will be able to change your mind about Jesus Christ. No one can take it away. No one can take it out of you. Because once the word of God dwells in your heart, you can't do anything but serve the Father and be about the Father's business. He won't let you go. Now stand wherever you are. Sit wherever you are. Get on your knees wherever you are. And invite our Lord and Savior, Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ, to be your Lord over everything, whatever it is. Okay, maybe you grew up and you were hurt all of your life, but this is a day now that God is ready to take that and turn it away from you. He can make you forget yesterday and you can walk happy the rest of your life. Okay, maybe you didn't live in a family that was conducive and no one supported you. Maybe even right now you poor and you destitute. But I can tell you now today, give up. Give up. Let go and let God take over. Let him take full control of your life. Your life will never be the same. You know, I don't make promises and I don't make empty promises, but this is one day I'm going to say, I promise you that your life will change. It will never be the same. Give your life to Jesus Christ, and when he begins to come off into you and visit you and give you sound direction and sound wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his kingdom, kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, you won't chase after the things of this world anymore because you will experience something greater. And I tell you something, when you are faced, when the doctor tells you that we need to operate on you in 2 months because otherwise you won't live, it makes you think about a whole lot of things. It brings you to remembrance of a whole lot of things in your life. And you will look at life differently. But I can tell you this day, if I tell you that in 2 months you wouldn't live and you connect with Jesus Christ, you will look at life differently for the rest of your life, because you also will have access to an internal abode that you won't feel any pain, you won't feel any sorrow. You won't have to worry about the concrete and the carpet. You won't have to worry about the little tiny house you live in now, because there will be mansions upon mansions. And he said there's streets paved with gold. But don't seek that. I'm telling you, seek him and all things will come into play. Seek the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. Seek his righteousness here now on earth so you can experience eternal life in the abode of Jesus Christ. For he is the king, and you are heirs to his kingdom. Now, I want to tell you the other side of this, the opposite side. If you don't seek Jesus Christ now in this hour, you're going to experience tribulations. You will experience trouble. You will understand what hell fire is about. Because when you die, you will have quenching. The Bible says, Jesus says it in his word. In the gospel, he says it repeatedly. There will be gnashing and there will be an unquenchable fire. And it's not like the fire of the Holy Ghost, because the fire of the Holy Ghost is non-consuming. But this fire is a consuming fire. So we as the body of Christ and those that do not know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, those are things we don't want to experience, nor do we want to think about them. But we want to think about our journey moving forward as a Christian soldier in the kingdom of God, and thinking of kingdom principles and concepts that will keep us focused on an eternal abode of peace and joy and happiness and a love that is unconditional and comes without understanding. Are you ready for that today, body of Christ? Are you ready for that today, sinner? Are you ready for that today, sick one? If you're not, get ready now, because the days are coming. The days are coming. Matthew 24, read it. God bless everyone, and may the grace of God be with you. Apostle Baulius, can you pray us out in Jesus' name?
Oh, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for revealing yourself to us. We thank you that you are the bread of life. We thank you, for Lord, for all what you have bestow on us. We thank you that we want to suffer with you, that we may experience your power and the restoration of you, that we may be ready for the rapture as we are waiting for you. We agree with John, your apostle, and asking your spirit to come quickly. Come, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Apostle Paulius, I can't refuse it. We have another, and for the Philippines, a child that is going to the hospital tomorrow. So can we please lift the baby up before God and ask God to give favor in the situation, and that the holy archangels will guide and shield him from all sickness and harm, that the Holy Spirit will overshadow him, because wherever the hand of God is, we know the enemy can't tread. Apostle Paulius, can you lift the baby up before God for us?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the faith that the person who sent this prayer request has made. Look at the faith that he has had. And Father, right now, as we are speaking, we pray that the Holy Spirit overshadow the child. Overshadow her or him. Protect her from every evil spirit, everything that is continuous, that has been contaminated by the devil. Protect her from everything, O Lord. And let your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of the Most High God, overshadow her as he overshadowed Mary. Oh, Lord, that he will conceive your spirit, that even when he enter into the spirit, the hospital, there will not be trace of that disease that they are about to operate. They will say, oh, miraculously, this child is sealed by the Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you thanks. We give you adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. All the glory be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank you, everyone, for joining us here on our Kingdom Empowerment, Inc. radio show. And we will be back here again next Sunday with Kingdom Insights, our series, Are You Rapture Ready?, which Apostle Paulius Amakodia from Christ for the Africans Ministry out of Dallas, Texas, will be sharing the Word of God with us. So, body of Christ, get ready, and get ready for practical biblical insights, and get your Holy Bible and pen and paper ready to go on the journey with us. God bless everyone, and may his grace be with you, and may he abide in your homes, your work environments, every direction that you go. May he be with you. May his Holy Spirit be a guide in your belly, and that it rain from the inner side to your bodily senses and take full control, that your bodily senses of hearing will not be activated into the kingdom of this world, that your seeing will not be activated to the kingdom of this world, that every sense will be attuned to the kingdom of God, and that your soul shall not experience emotional trauma from any part of the patterns of this world, but it will be attuned to the kingdom of God, that your inner man spirit shall be arrested by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he will reign and sit on the foundation of your heart forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless everyone, and we love you, as we say it all the time. We love you, body of Christ. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you, Apostle Paulius and Macodia.
God bless.